Hey everybody, Sharon McLaughlin here. I'm the founder of MindLow and the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Facebook group. Each week, I'll be bringing you tips to help build your business. One of the problems that we have as business owners is that we don't know where to focus, and this is where my journals come in. Could you do me a favor? If you like what you're hearing, could you leave a good review and also share it with a friend? Hey, Docs. Today, we're going to be speaking with Robin Treasure, who is a sales trainer and as a sales coach, the number one best-selling author of the book, Hard Powered Sales, Grow Your Sales Exponentially with Emotional Intelligence and Intuition. Having worked in the functional medicine space for over 8 years as a health coach, a top-performing sales rep, and a mentor, she now coaches others in sales training. Robin teaches others how she grew her annual revenue as a rep by more than tenfold to a multi-million dollar territory in the span of 5 years. She's also a multilingual world traveler and has lived abroad in several countries. Guys, I always encourage you to network. And this is how I came across Robin, just by networking. Get out there, make a name for yourself. We all have something to share. We have an important message. And this is how we network and collaborate together so we grow faster.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
Robin, tell us about your background. How did you get into sales and what do you do now currently?
Yeah, so I got into sales first because I was very passionate about health and nutrition. And so I decided to pursue my health coaching certificate. And so that's what I did first. I launched a health coaching practice in the healthcare space, of course, and I did that for several years. This was actually a second career for me. We could talk later about my first career, but anyway, as I launched into health coaching, I realized it was actually a boot camp training in sales, because if you have your own practice, you have to know how to sell your services. So I did that for several years, learned a lot along the way, and then I came into an opportunity to be a B2B sales rep. So I was working for a highly regarded nutritional supplement company called Designs for Health, selling their nutritional supplements that they make to healthcare practitioners. So this was a B2B sales role. And that is where I really came into really understanding how to conduct sales. And I approached it from a very heart-centered place. In fact, later I went on to write a book entitled Heart-Powered Sales. And through that approach and working with healthcare practitioners, I was able to serve them in the best possible way and enjoy the entire process.
I wanted to cover mistakes that people make. You're a sales coach. So what are some of the mistakes, the most common mistakes that you see, and how would you correct that if you were starting off again? Mm-hmm. If you were coaching and someone came to you and you were going through what they have been doing.
Exactly. Yes. Now I have my own practice as a sales coach and sales trainer. And what I do see are some common mistakes that tend to get repeated, especially among healthcare practitioners or amongst sales reps who are working with healthcare practitioners. So there are three that I've identified that I'd love to share with you today, with the understanding that we're all human and we all tend to make the same mistakes. There's no shame in that, but there's definitely an opportunity to transform those into a much more beneficial outcome for all involved. So the first mistake that I see a lot is, especially amongst healthcare practitioners, is selling the process rather than the outcome. So what that means is, as healthcare practitioners, we can be very passionate and excited about different modalities, about, you know, different ways that we can help people. We love geeking out on the science behind it and all. But really, what your patient wants is, how can you help them get the outcome that they want? Okay. So the outcome that they want, depending on the field that you're working in, it could be weight loss. It could be more energy, right? Those are some of the most common things that people are dealing with. If you're practicing in dermatology, they want beautiful skin, right? So keeping it all, when you're presenting your program and your services to them, keep it in perspective, keep it focused on the outcome that they desire, not the process, which may be exciting and interesting to you, but they may get lost in the weeds. Their eyes may glaze over if you start talking too much about the details and the process involved in too much of a scientific or geeky kind of way.
They have a problem, and what's the solution?
That's exactly right. The second mistake is telling and talking before asking and listening. So often we can get overly excited or eager about telling someone, you know, I have this great solution. I have this program. I have this product, whatever it is. We need to always make it relevant to the person that we're speaking to. That's regardless of whether you're casting a wide net in the copy that's on your website, or where you're having a one-on-one consultation with a prospective patient. Regardless, you need to first understand what are their pain points. What have they tried? What has worked? What hasn't worked? All of those are questions that you have to ask before you present your solution. So if you just launch into telling and talking and telling, this is what I do and this is how I've helped other people, that's all well and good, but you want to make it relevant so that when you're presenting what you have to offer, you're actually speaking to some of the specific concerns, specific attempts that they've made, that they've just shared with you. And just being sure to be prepared with questions, the right questions, and then yes, listening to the answers. And the third mistake that I see is selling one-offs rather than bundles and programs. So what I mean by that is, let's say that you're selling a nutritional supplement or a particular product to help new moms, something like that. Well, in all likelihood, they're going to need more than one product to help address whatever concerns they have. It's much better if you can offer products as a bundle that are aimed at a particular outcome rather than selling individual products. So with the example of a nutritional supplement, if someone is having trouble sleeping, you know that magnesium is very important for sleep, and you offer them magnesium. But that magnesium alone isn't enough to overcome their challenges with sleep. Offer a sleep bundle. They need magnesium, but they may also be deficient in other neurotransmitters that help them with sleep. Offer another sleep solution that may be a special formula of multiple ingredients that helps support sleep in multiple different ways. Offer the magnesium along with that sleep solution as a bundle. And in that bundle, you can reduce the price compared to what, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, right? You want to offer a reduced price so that it offers an advantage for the consumer, for the patient, both in terms of price, but also in terms of outcome. So when it comes to selling your services, rather than selling a one-off session here, you know, this is what I charge per session, you know, per visit, that really isn't going to help that patient there or the client, the health, you know, if you're coaching them, they're going to need more than one session. So don't sell on individual sessions. They'll end up either quitting before they've gotten the results that they need, right? Because they haven't made that commitment, or they'll end up paying more down the road because as they've paid for each individual session, it adds up to more than what you could offer as a reduced bundle program in terms of bundling together the sessions and creating a program. So to sum up, don't sell one-offs. One-offs can be appropriate in certain situations, right? But think more in terms of bundles and programs rather than single products or single sessions.
Robin, if someone wanted to get a hold of you, because I know you do sales coaching, how would they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. So they can go to my website, which is robintreasure.com. That's Robin with an I, robintreasure.com. And there you can read more about my services as a coach. I do offer one-on-one coaching, and occasionally I open up group programs as well. And you'll also see on my website a link to my book, Heart Powered Sales, Grow Your Sales Exponentially with Emotional Intelligence and Intuition. That's available on Amazon. But yes, you can find the link on my website, and would love to have you read it.
Perfect. Thank you so much for today. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.